The following is another Classic Hits Radio Sports presentation. Classic Hits 98.9 Sports presents High School Basketball.
Long rebound comes out to Sarah Simmons. Hustles it into the front court. Tries to get by Fernandez. Takes a pull-up jumper. Contested and hits it. Simmons hits the 12-footer on the right wing. And it's 22-17 SEM.
Tonight, it's a Fort Kearney Conference doubleheader from Axtell as the Wildcats battle the SEM Mustangs. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
So Benson has it across the timeline. He dribbles on that right sideline. Still has it. Clinch. Pressure. They get it now to Runge. Runge in the lane. A little floater up and good. Nice and strong with the basketball.
The 2012 portion of the schedule tips off tonight for both schools, with both teams hitting the road on Saturday night. It's the Mustangs and the Wildcats coming up next. But first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Axtell with Classic Hits Sports Director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone, from Axtell High School. It is Classic Hit 98.9's continuing coverage of high school athletics as we begin 2012 for these two schools, Axtell and SEM, on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Doug Duda, along with our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, as we get you ready for tonight's Fort Kearney Conference doubleheader. Couple of teams, both girls and boys, that are just below 500 and hoping to get things turned around. 3-5, 3-6 in the girls teams. Both boys teams are 3-5. They've had their ups and downs. I guess you look at their competition, and for the coaches, they have to hope as they get ready for their 9th and 10th game of the season and coming off the holiday break, maybe getting a couple extra practices here this week, that they're starting to find some continuity, especially for this SEM girls team. They are very young, only a couple of seniors on the roster. For Axtell, Coach Kelly Cooksley telling me, we just haven't been able to mesh, and they've got a lot of seniors on this team, led by Haley Crane. So we'll see if they do mesh tonight and get things started in a right fashion here in 2012. It is SEM at Axtell, your Friday night basketball doubleheader. We'll look at the starting lineups right after this on the New Tech Seed pregame show.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
And we're back on the New Tech Seed pregame show as we look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank, proud of its long history of being the local community bank to count on in our area, with growth in deposits and loans in the past 20 years unparalleled in the Tri-City area. Growth, profitability, and providing the best in customer service are the goals that they strive for and achieve at Five Points Bank. First off, for the visiting Lady Mustangs of SEM, number 22 is a 5'7 senior, Tabitha Anderson. Number 32, 5'7 junior, Bailey Swanson. Number 34, a 5'8 sophomore, Shaylee Burr. Number 42, a 5'8 sophomore, Rachel Ibaugh. And number 44, a 5'10 sophomore, Miranda Pierce. The longtime head coach of the SEM Lady Mustangs is Ron Long, assisted by Stephanie Shaw. They are 3-6 on the season. Their victories over Wilcox Hildreth, South Loop, and Twin Loop. For Axtell, number 20, 5'8 senior is Lexi Claus-Rody. Number 21, 5'8 senior, Haley Kring. Number 24, 5'7 senior, Sierra Robinson. Number 32, a 5'10 junior, Kaylee Becker. and number 42, a 5'5 senior, Gabby Noble. Head coach of the Lady Cats is Kelly Cooksley, assisted by Brian Becker and Neil Wolford. 3-5 of the season for Axtell. Wins over Pleasanton, Silver Lake, and Spalding Academy in the Holiday Tournament. And that's a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is Five Points Bank, taking care of customers one at a time. Five Points Bank. And we'll be back with the tip-off of tonight's Axtell SEM doubleheader right after this.
From checking and savings accounts to personal loans and 24-hour access to your funds, Five Points Bank personal banking solutions are simply better. To stay ahead in your business, you keep abreast of new technology. So does Five Points Bank. We'll help you stay one step ahead. Our experienced investment and trust advisors know the best way to help you achieve your goals. Stop by in person or visit us on the web at fivepointsbank.com. Five Points Bank, the better bank. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
You haven't experienced great food until you've made the short drive to Sumner to dine at Tubbs Pub. Tubbs Pub offers daily lunch specials sure to fill you up and homemade nightly dinner specials, including the best prime rib around. So make the short drive and see why everyone says great things for miles around about Tubbs Pub in Sumner. It's the best home cooking you'll find, and you won't even have to help with the dishes. Get to Tubbs Pub today. Tubbs Pub in Sumner, a proud supporter of tonight's game.
Doug Duda, along with the Lady Cat herself, Stacy Johns, bringing you tonight's high school basketball action. Brett Wetton and his officiating crew ready to play, or ready to officiate our basketball contest. The home white and purple trim for Axtell, traveling purple and gold trim for SEM. Axtell will move from right to left and SEM from left to right as you view it along your radio dial as we get ready for tonight's doubleheader. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. It's the opening game for both of these teams in 2012, and they'll be busy again tomorrow night. For Axtell, they head down to Alma, and for SEM, they will battle at Arcadia. As we're ready to go, the ball is in the air. The tap will be controlled by the Mustangs of SEM, and we are underway. Looks like we'll see man-to-man defense here by Axtell to get the basketball game started. SEM gets into their offense, dumps it down to the low post. Nothing there for Swanson, so she'll kick it back out of the wing. Up top, Anderson. Tabitha, the 5'7 senior point guard, gets it down low. Turn around, jumper on the right block is up and in for Miranda Pierce. Good start here for SEM as they get the first bucket of the basketball game. Klaus Rohde brings it into the front court here. Axtell back door is wide open. Crane gets the layup off the assist from Gabby Noble. Crane couldn't have been any more wide open than she was, and obviously if you're SEM, that's what you want to keep an eye on as Axtell steals the inbounds pass, missed the shot, missed it a second time, and it ends up in the hands of Klaus Rohde, and she'll put it up and in. So SEM turnovers, and that's what Coach Ron Long says has been a little bit of a problem for his ball club this year. SEM trying to break the press of the backcourt here. Close to a 10-second call, and the ball just gets across the timeline. SEM will attack on the right side with Bailey Swanson. Can't get it inside. Now she will. Here's the short jumper, Pierce. It rolls off the rim, no good. And the rebound brought down by Robinson, who will put it into the hands of Gabby Noble. Outlet pass, Kring, left wing. Skip pass, right side, Klaus Rohde still outside the arc on the right side. High post, Robinson tries to force it through the lane, and it's deflected in there and stolen away. As Robinson knocked it away, and then a foul called on Axtell. It'll be our first foul of the game on either team. The foul will be called on Haley Kring. SEM still has the ball in the backcourt. And again, that'll be a big part of how they do tonight. They've got to break the press, and they throw it away here. But for Axtell, they can't secure it with Sierra Robinson. She started headed the other way before she had control of the basketball, and it rolls off of her leg and out of bounds. So SEM will maintain possession at midcourt. 90 seconds in, it's 4-2 Axtell, leading the Mustangs. Against the man-to-man, Anderson swings it to the left side to Ibach. reaching in Claus Road. He made a little contact, but they let it go. It didn't affect the play. Up top, Pierce. She stands at the top of the circle, waits for her cutters in the paint. Goes to the left elbow. 15-footer is in and out, no good by Swanson. And Claus Rohde can't quite grab the ball in the corner. But they're still going to say that it belongs to Axtell. So a break there as SEM was battling for the basketball and Bailey Swanson. So Axtell now will bring the ball across the timeline. Again to Kring. Throws it backside. Open there for the layup. Robinson, she'll score. So Axtell, a couple of nice passes, a couple of nice assists here to help them jump out to a 6-2 lead. SEM hustles the ball up the floor with Burr into the front court. She goes high post to Ibaugh. One dribble, but then looks back outside, and Kring will pick her pocket. Haley to the other end. Outlet pass Robinson. Overshot her. She has to try and save it, and does. Out top, Claus Rohde. 18-footer is no good. Kring off balance. Got the rebound and still put it up and in. Kring was falling backwards when she grabbed that rebound and still got it to go. And 8 in a row here for Axtell. And they lead it by a score of 8-2. So they want to press the pace here a little bit, as you can hear Coach Kelly Cooksley right in front of us here, or directly behind the bench at Axtell. And the ball's picked away again. Sierra Robinson with the third steal here for Axtell. 5 minutes to go in quarter number one, 8-2 to Lady Cats. On the right side with it will be Gabby Noble. Dumps it into the right-hand corner to Kring. She tries to force it to the low block right side. Robinson has it, but she's double-teamed and will get a jump ball. The arrow does point the way of Axtell, so they'll maintain possession. We'll see the game's first substitution with Kristen Carlberg, a 5'6 junior, coming in for SEM. It'll be Axtell ball underneath their own hoop with Claus ready to throw it in as they box the lane. Send two to the left, two to the right. And finally have to dump it into Robinson. She gives it right back to Claus Rohde on the baseline. Nothing there. Up top, Kring for the three. It is too strong. Rebound comes out to SEM, and Pierce will grab it for the Mustangs. That's the first board of the game for SEM. 4:45 to go first quarter. It's 8-2. Axtell in the paint. A foul will be called on Claus Rohde as Carlberg tried to get the shot up. And for Lexi, that'll be her first and the team's second. And we will see our first free throws. Kristen Carlberg, 5'6 junior, will go to the line to shoot two. And Coach Cooksley getting ready to do multiple substitutions here during this break. He looks like we got four kids ready to come in. Free throw is going to roll off the rim for Carlberg. It is no good. And we'll get the names for you. Sarah Fecht comes in. Laura Lundeen will check in. Gabby Nickel is in. Kring stays in. And Jordan Miller comes in. Coach Cookley says we've got a lot of depth. We just haven't found the right combination, so we try to mix it up a little tonight. The free throw is missed. The rebound is brought down by Miller, and an over-the-back foul is going to be called on Shaley Burr of SEM. First foul for the Mustangs, and now they'll get a chance to put a little full-court pressure on since Axtell has to take it out underneath their own hoop. The ball is deflected right back into the hands of Miller. Outlet pass, Kring avoids the contact. Makes the long pass down underneath. Looking for some room. We're going to have it waved off by a walk. Laura Lundeen, Sarah Fecht, made the old two-foot pass instead of taking the shot herself, and Axtell ended up turning it over. That'll be their second turnover. SEM will get it into Bailey Swanson. Swanson pushes it up the floor on the right wing. Dumps it into the corner to Burr. Guarded there by Fecht and the Axtell man-to-man. Right elbow to Pierce. Pierce pushed out there. Now picks the dribble up. All over her, Lundeen. SEM gets it down to the baseline, trying to drive around, going in for the reverse layup. It hit the bottom of the rim that time for Swanson. The rebound brought down by Lundeen. And here comes Axtell wanting to run, but the numbers aren't there, so they'll slow it down and give it off to Kring, who gets back over to Lundeen. Right corner, playing catch with Kring. Halfway through the first quarter, it remains 8-2 Axtell. Skip pass, try to get it into Fecht. There's too many bodies. He gets deflected out towards the top of the circle and then stolen away. And going to the other end, SEM will put the layup up and in with Bailey Swanson. So Swanson, the steal and the bucket. And that will make it 8-4. First bucket for SEM since their opening possession. Trying to pressure the ball in the backcourt, but Laura Lundeen does a good job getting out of there. Down to Fecht. She forces the issue and draws the foul. Sarah will go to the line and shoot two here for the Lady Cats. And the foul is called on Shaley Burr, her second. Sarah Fecht, 5'9 senior, gets ready to put the first free throw up for Axtell, and it is no good. Checking back in for SEM will be Ibaugh, and Burr will check out with those two fouls. Second free throw is coming up. It is on the way, and it is in. So Sarah Feck gets one of two. That makes it 9-4 in favor of the Lady Cats. A five-point lead here with 3.5 to go in the first quarter. Full court pressure. They throw it up to Pierce underneath. They've got a player wide open in Swanson. She gets it back and scores. Bailey Swanson on a nice pass there from Pierce. Found the opening and cuts it to three at 9-6. As Axtell gets the ball across the timeline, but trying to step through the double team, a walk will be called. And the four starters plus Kring are back on the floor. Will Haley come out for a breather? Looks like she will. By the way, an update from Lincoln, where Grand Island and Omaha Scut have that number one versus number one wrestling duel at A and B. Grand Island up 25-15. They have been up big the whole way. In fact, it was 25-9. And now a steal is made. SEM threw it away, going for the jump pass. That time there was nobody to throw it to. But in transition, Axtell gives it right back. So across the timeline, Anderson works it with a left-hand dribble on the wing. 9-6 Axtell, 2:45 to go first quarter. Swanson finally drives on her defender, puts the shot up. It's short, and Sarah Feck will have the rebound. Gives it off to Rachel Ibaugh. Ibaugh across the timeline, right side, swings it over to Claus Rohde. They're playing catch-up on the left wing. Back to Claus Rohde. One dribble, puts the shot up. It's going to be blocked by Swanson. It's loose, picked up by SEM, and Coach Long says let's call a timeout to maintain possession. So with 2:25 to go in the first quarter of play, it's Axtell 9, SEM 6. You're listening to Fort Kearney Conference Basketball on Classic Hits.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow once in a while. You might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
And an update from the NU Coliseum with two matches to go. Grand Island leads Omaha Scut 34-15, so they will win the duel with two matches remaining. Here with 2:25 to go in the first quarter in our girls' game, it is Axtell 9 and Sumner Eddyville Miller 6. SEM out of the timeout. Off the block shot. We'll bring the ball up. Noble trying to put pressure on Anderson. Made her get rid of the basketball. Now across the timeline, they'll give it back to Anderson. And trying to get in their offense here against the man-to-man defense of Axtell. They sag enough off Anderson that there's no five-second count. She'll swing it over to Carlberg. Going with those two guards right now. Of course, two early fouls on Burr has put her on the bench. Claus Rohde reaches in, can't get it. On the pass, Feck deflects it, and out of bounds it goes. It'll stay with SEM. Again, not a lot of room on the sidelines here at SEM, but they're not going to guard the inbound pass anyway, so off the pick. Good job, SEM. We'll get it to a wide-open Carlberg, and she'll bring it out between the circles. But they're not very fast without the basketball or with the basketball right now, so Axtell's defense has been pretty strong. They're trying to run off a lot of screens. In to the paint is Robinson. Couldn't get the shot away very cleanly. It is saved. We've got a jump. The arrow points the way of SEM. So they'll take it out underneath their own hoop. And Haley Kring will re-enter now for Axtell. Robinson will come out. Looking to get it in. SEM still looking. Still looking. And the ball is tipped. Deflected back in. Down to the floor they go. The shot is up and it is in. And there's a foul to go along with it. That was just a brawl right there. Axtell was just about ready to celebrate a five-second call. And then the ball got popped and pushed around about four times, and it ended up in the hands of Bailey Swanson, who hit the 10-footer and drew the foul and has a chance to tie it. It's on Sarah Fecht, and the foul shot is no good. Offensive rebound, though, is pulled down by Ibaugh. Get it underneath the Pierce. Her shot is partially blocked in there, and coming down with the rebound will be Lexi Claus Rohde. Fecht to the other end, gives it off. Short jumper is in and out that time for Kaylee Becker, and then they kick it out to Fecht, and Fecht will put it up and in, and a timeout will be called by Axtell after the made bucket. It's a 30-second timeout with 1:21 to go here in the first quarter of play, 11-8 in favor of Axtell. Our boys' game will follow. Tomorrow we have got a little wrestling here on Classic Hits, which will lead us up to the Tri-City Storm hockey game. Tonight the Storm are on the breeze, 94.5 FM. Face-off at 7:05 at Green Bay. Tomorrow night, the Storm are at Cedar Rapids right here on Classic Hits at 7:05. We will be at the Amherst Invitational bringing you the finals. Should start somewhere between 4:30 and 5 o'clock tomorrow. Then more basketball next week. Tuesday should be an outstanding doubleheader with Minden at Ravenna. The boys' teams were both preseason number one. Minden boys still still undefeated, but fell to number two after Boystown has been pretty convincing so far this season. Out of the timeout, it'll be SEM basketball trailing by three, trying to go through the lane. They do get it to the other side before the shot can get put up by Pierce. They're going to call a foul on Axtell. Foul is going to go on Kaylee Becker, her first and the team's fourth foul here of the half. Mustang ball underneath their own hoop. They'll lob it up top to Pierce, who goes even farther up from the free throw line and hands it off to the point guard Carlberg, and they'll try and set the offense up here with 1 minute remaining in quarter number one. 11-8 Axtell. So we have seen a little bit of scoring here. 17 foot straight away up by SEM and Swanson, who has six of their points. No good. The ball deflected into the hands of Pierce. Her putback is no good. SEM saves it in with Carlberg, and they'll get a third chance this trip down the floor. Spread the floor even wider here. Get it out towards midcourt to Anderson. Swing it to Eyeball, right side of the key. Off the pick, she's got an open lane, decided to take it in and draws the foul. I don't think that was the plan. Eyeball was hoping for a pick and roll, but nobody came along with her, and three players were covering Swanson, who made the pick. Foul here is going to be called on Becker. That'll be her second in about 30 seconds here, and Swanson will go to the line and shoot two. And the first free throw is on the way and in. So that's the first charity shot SEM has made in four attempts here in the quarter. As Sierra Robinson re-enters the game for Axtell. 33 seconds remaining in the first quarter. And now a chance to cut the lead to one. And the free throw is on the way and it's good. Swanson hits them both. She's got eight of her team's 10 points. It's 11-10, 30 seconds to go here in the first quarter of play. Noble into the front court. Klaus Rohde right side into the corner to Kring. Ball fake, drives the baseline, dumps it underneath. There is Robinson. Missed the short runner, and the rebound brought down by Pierce. Good look that time, but couldn't finish for Axtell. 15 seconds as SEM brings it into the front court, and they're looking to take the lead at the end of one quarter. They need a bucket here. Carlberg into the corner. They get it to Pierce on the low block. Well covered, just kind of throws it up there. It's no good. Offensive rebound is grabbed there by Robinson, but they will not get a shot, or by Anderson, excuse me. They will not get a shot away. And so we are at the end of one quarter of play. The Axtell girls leading SEM 11-10 here on Classic Hits.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company of Axtell is a proud supporter of high school sports. See Scandinavian Mutual today to see how they can get you the best rates for property and personal liability insurance. They have been providing insurance solutions to their customers in South Central Nebraska since 1885. They're now also writing auto insurance policies through AAA. Contact the professionals at Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company in Axtell today. Toll free at 800-874-9443. That's 800-874-9443.
As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports. Tonight, an FKC doubleheader from Axtell as the Wildcats take on SEM. 11-10 Axtell as we start the second quarter. It'll be Lady Cat basketball. Five turnovers for Axtell to SEM's four in the first quarter. Nine rebounds for Axtell to seven for SEM. Axtell moves the ball around the perimeter here to the right wing. Get it to Klaus Rohde, back up top to Noble. Uses her dribble up. Now it's double team. They try to trap her and knock it away. They do knock it away. Let's see what they rule. It goes into the backcourt. They don't matter because Carlberg picks up the loose ball. So a steal by SEM. Now Tabitha Anderson comes down the middle of the lane, and a pushing foul going to be called on the Lady Cats as she drove down the middle of the lane. So Tabitha Anderson doing a good job moving the ball right now, and the foul is called on Haley Kring. And she has two. That is six fouls already on Axtell. SEM underneath their own hoop. Eyeball looking to get it in, and the pass deflected right back at her. She got out of the way, and it will remain SEM ball. Checking in will be Laura Lundeen for Axtell. Claus Rohde is going to check out. They'll stack the right side of the lane, taking the ball out on the left side as we look at it. SEM backside. Oh, they threw it behind Anderson, and she was open, and now we're going to get a jump ball. Arrow points the way of SEM, so they will get the slight reprieve and get another chance here. As Rachel Eibach gets ready to throw it in. Setting multiple picks. Looking backside, nothing there. They'll have to dump it in to Shaylee Burr, who was in foul trouble and didn't get to play a whole lot of the first quarter. She'll give it to Anderson, back to Burr on the right elbow. Backs up and hands it off there to Carl Burr. Going to walk is going to be called. SEM, Bailey Swanson, 8 of their 10 points. For Axtell, Haley Kring has 4 of their 11 to lead the way. 1 of 2 at the line for Axtell. SEM is 2 of 5 from the free throw line. And it'll be Lundeen with it here for the Cats. Still in the first minute of the second quarter. The score has not changed, 11 to 10. Lundeen tries to force her way through the double team. Lost the handle, and it's picked up there by Ivar. And here comes SEM. They are starting to force some Axtell turnovers. See if they can do something with it. Well, what do? They give it right back. Both teams trying to jam the ball into the paint, and it's just packed in there, and there's not much room. And Noble, if she gets into the front court, gets bumped. And a foul going to be called on Bailey Swanson. That will be her first and the team's third. Back into the ball game for Axtell will be Jordan Miller. Don't forget, on ESPN 1460 and 1550, Kearney Catholic is taking on Donovan Trumbull right now. Hear all of our sporting activities on PlatteRiverPreps.com. PlatteRiverPreps.com. Axtell drives. Ball almost knocked away. Robinson has it. Gives it off in the corner. Good head and shoulder fake by Kring, but her 14-footer is too strong. Nobody grabs the rebound before it goes out of bounds. It was last touched by SEM. So Axtell has it on the baseline, and Miller to throw it in. And Jordan has the ball deflected back off of her while she's still standing out of bounds, and so that's a turnover. Number 8 against Axtell. And SEM to walk the ball up the floor here with Tabitha Anderson. Anderson brings it to the right side, looks for a screen, gives it off to Eibach, still outside the arc, holds the ball. Trying to come off a couple of picks is Carlberg. Now Eibach dribbles in and kicks it back out to Burr, who holds the ball up top, waiting for somebody to come loose. 5-second count needs to be on, and it doesn't matter that her bounce pass is stolen away by Kring. Up ahead to Robinson. Robinson goes in for the layup and puts it up too strong. Rebound grab by Shaylee Burr. Axtell has missed some short shots here in this basketball game, and it's cost them being up by maybe 7-8 points. Instead, it's only 1, 11-10. As the ball is deflected out of bounds, that will allow us to bring in some subs. Claus Rohde in fact for Axtell, and Pierce back in for the Mustangs. SEM has Carlberg, Anderson, Pierce, Eibach, and throwing it in, Bailey Swanson on the floor. No scoring in the first 2 minutes plus here of the second quarter, but now off the back pick, Eibach has an open lane, missed the shot, offensive rebound, Pierce, and Miranda will be fouled. She's headed to the line. And I think, as we talked about in the pregame, that's some of the frustration for both Coach Cooksley and Long, is they have had some chances here and just haven't been able to make some of those short shots. The foul was called on Lexi Claus Rohde. She is the third Cat to pick up two fouls here in the half. The free throw by Pierce rattles in and out. No good. And the second free throw is on the way, and it is no good. Sarah Feck comes over and grabs her second rebound. Up the floor they come. Crisscross the pass over the lane, over the paint, and through the lane, and then it's deflected to the steal made. Bailey Swanson comes up with a loose ball. So we're not getting much scoring done because of the turnovers, but nobody's able to score off those turnovers in transition either. Carlberg with it on the left wing, gets it into the corner. Here comes Anderson into the paint. Jumper up, no good. Out of bounds, last touch by Feck. These girls are really leaning on each other, trying to get position, trying to get the rebound. And SEM will throw it in. Eibach underneath their own hoop. Lobs it into Anderson, pulls up and draws the foul. The foul will be called on Jordan Miller. That'll be her first. And Anderson will go to the line to shoot two. In the high school wrestling duel in Lincoln tonight, Grand Island defeats Omaha Scott 39-21. Free throw here is bouncing around, and it will not go. SEM is hurting themselves here from the free throw line. Second free throw is good, and that will tie the ball game up. First point of the second quarter by either team here in the second quarter. So Axtell gets back into their offense, faking the three, driving left baseline, Kring, the one-hand runner, no good. Then if she's over the back, that's her third foul. As Pierce grabbed the loose ball, and that could be a killer, even though Haley hasn't went crazy so far. She does have 4 points and a rebound, but that is her third personal foul, and that puts SEM at the line. They are shooting free throws the final 5 minutes here of the half. But let's see if they can do something about it. They are only 3 of 9. Tied at 11. And at the 1-1, Miranda Pierce. Pierce puts it on the way, and it's right through there. She'll get the bonus, and SEM back in the lead. Shaylee Burr re-enters, and Rachel Ibaugh checks out. Second free throw now. Coming up for Miranda Pierce. And she'll put it up and in, and the Mustangs have taken the lead at 2 again. They had the first bucket of the game to go up 2-0, and this is their first lead since then. 13-11 SEM. 4:45 to go, second quarter of play. Axtell has not scored in the quarter. They'll try a three with Miller. It is off the iron, no good. And another rebound for Miranda Pierce. I've got her for 7 here in the first half. Hands it off to Anderson. Tabitha takes her time into the front court, guarded by Gabby Nichols. Swings it over to the left key to Shaylee Bird. Down on the baseline, there's Anderson. Has a little bit of an open look, decides not to drive on Nickel and dribbles it back out top. 13-11 SEM, still Anderson with the dribble. Still dribbling. Now finally gets rid of it to Burr. Burr trying to get it inside to Swanson, but it goes through her hands. And SEM with their 8th turnover. Picked up by Claus Rohde, who brings the ball up the floor. And SEM gets back into their zone. Gabby Nickel at the top of the circle. At the top of the circle. You've got Gabby Noble and Gabby Nickel. Noble with it up top. Now, of course, over to Nickel. Back up to Noble. Free throw line jumper. Comes up short. Fighting for the ball, Claus Rohde, but couldn't grab it, and out of bounds it goes. Substitution coming in. It's going to be Laura Lundeen for Axtell. So the first quarter, we did have some turnovers, but pretty well played. Saw some shot making, and now it has not been that way. And trying to throw over the press is SEM, and the ball will be stolen away. Good hustle by Laura Lundeen, and then she's fouled in the backcourt. Foul going to be called on Tabitha Anderson. That'll be her first 4th team foul on SEM. So I think we saw some of the good things the team could do in the first quarter, and now here in the second quarter, we're seeing some of the reasons why they haven't been able to get more wins than they have. Both teams 3 wins on the season. Axtell nearly walked with the basketball. 17-footer is drained after that by Gabby Nickel. The first points of the second quarter by Axtell, and it ties the game at 13. They're able to put their pressure on. They're all over Anderson. She just wants to get rid of the basketball. Finally, scoops it into the lane, and the shot is up, and it is in for Miranda Pierce. 15-13, Pierce scooping it up after the great hustle by Anderson. Trying to fast break it back is Axtell, but SEM is there defensively. Swing it over on the right side, dribbling it off the foot that time is going to be Lundeen. Gets it back, though. Laura on the right side of the key, Kring on the bench with 3 fouls. Tries to get it into the paint. It's through the hands of Jordan Miller. And another Axtell turnover, their 10th. SEM brings it into the front court with Bailey Swanson, who had 8 of her team's 10 points in the first quarter and still has those 8. Anderson dribbles to the left wing, uses her dribble up there against the man-to-man, swings it right side to Burr. Burr off the pick, pick and roll with Swanson, got it to Swanson. Swanson double-teamed underneath the hoop, and we're going to get a 3 seconds or we're going to get a timeout. We're going to get a timeout by SEM. 2:29 to go in the first half of play. It's SEM 15, Axtell 13 here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
The most recommended by far. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
Doug Duda, along with our producer engineer, Stacy Johns, back with you here at Axtell. 2:29 to go, first half of play. 15-13, SEM on the road, has the lead over Axtell, and it's SEM's turn to throw it in. Underneath their own hoop, Swanson dumps it into the deep right corner to Anderson. One dribble back to Burr on the low post. Turnaround jumper over Claus Rohde is too strong. Rebound to Sierra Robinson, and she's off to the races, but can't get all the way down there as SEM hustles back. So into the half court. They'll give it to Miller, left wing, up top, Claus Rohde. Against the zone, not a lot of outside shots, so Miller drives. She puts up a 10-footer and hits it. Jordan Miller with her first bucket of the ball game, and Axtell ties it up again here at 15. Don't forget at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll give you the first half stats of our girls' game, preview the boys' game as well. As the pass is knocked away, we'll give you some updates on what else is going on tonight and what will be going on in the next week. NFL playoffs begin tomorrow. We've got all the wild card games this weekend and every game, including the Super Bowl, on ESPN 1460-1550. Here SEM tries to roll it around on the low block to Tabitha Anderson, but the defense by Sierra Robinson knocks the ball out of bounds. So they'll have to try it again. Lob it up to Burr, catch and shoot from seven, and she scores. Shaley used her minimal height advantage to get her first bucket of the ball game. 17-15 Mustangs. A minute 40 to go here, first half. Becker gets it up top, swings it to the left-hand corner to Claus Rohde. They'll reverse it to Nickel. There's a good back cut to Miller. Miller attacks the right block, puts it up, and it is blocked. Miranda Pierce blocks the shot and takes it away. Good defense by SEM. Very few points here in the last 8 minutes by Axtell. They got out to that 8-2 lead and then went nearly 5 minutes here in this quarter before they scored. Right elbow with it is Burr for SEM. Minute 10 to go in the half. Burr, one dribble. Claus Rohde on her. Swings it right side. Anderson, 12-footer. No good. But again, the ball can't be controlled. We've had a lot of missed shots with no rebounds. Somebody gets a hand on it, but they can't grab the basketball. And Axtell will have to play more defense. SEM throws it in from the baseline. Bailey Swanson lobs it in. That time it's deflected away by Becker. And we're going to get a very quick whistle on the jump. It does give the ball to Axtell. Checking back in will be Rachel Ibaugh. So a minute to go here in the first half of play, 17-15 SEM, but it will be Axtell basketball as Gabby Noble brings it into the front court. Swings it right side on the low block to Robinson. Back up top, the ball deflected out of bounds by Carlberg. So you have got Miller, Becker, Robinson, Noble, and Fecht on the floor here for Axtell as they inbound it. 50 seconds to go in the half. Swing it to the weak side. Fecht beyond the arc. Back up top, they'll go Miller. Ball fake into the paint. No shot. Goes Robinson on the right baseline, then lost it off her foot. Turnover number 11 for Axtell. 35 seconds to go in the half as SEM brings it into the front court. Swings it over to the left wing. Holding the ball there is Carlberg. Looks for the cutter, trying to post up his Ibaugh. Kick it back out top to Swanson, and it's going to be knocked away. The steal is made by Sierra Robinson. Now Axtell might get the last shot. 20 seconds to go. Noble effect, left elbow Becker. She's actually open, so she'll take the shot. Rolls around the rim. It will not go. Pierce has the rebound. 9 seconds to go. Plenty of time here if they don't rush it. Into the front court, Anderson. Anderson to the right wing. She'll force the shot. It's off the mark. No good. Rebound brought down by Jordan Miller, and that will bring us to halftime. And at the half here in our Fort Kearney Conference doubleheader, the girls game, it is SEM on the road with a 17-15 lead over the Axtell Lady Wildcats in a battle of three-win teams here in their first games of the 2012 portion of their season. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll have it all for you with stats and a whole lot more after this.
People you know, community people. Community people. Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know, especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to. Bank with us. Mendon Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
Community people.
Look, so here's the deal. I get off work at 4 every day. Wife thinks it's 5, but sometimes I like to have a little break. So every day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's Journal for their happy hour specials from 3 to 6. They have the best selection, small craft and micro brews, Buck 50 Wells, guarantee the coldest draft beer in town, and of course, their big ass beers for $2.50. You see, I love my wife, but sports guys like us sometimes sit down with their buds, have a cold beer, and watch our favorite sports. So sports fans, when you're ready for your happy hour, the place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
And welcome back to Axtell, where it is time now for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is their treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local yellow pages. And at the half, it is SEM 17 and Axtell 15. Our boys' game will follow between these two squads, and let's tell you a little bit more about that right now for Axtell. They are under Andy Klepper. Of course, Axtell, who's had such a great run there, has fallen off a little bit with the boys. They are trying to get things regrouped here after having some very good football and basketball seasons and numerous state tournament appearances. Axtell and SEM come in with identical 3-5 records here on the boys' side. For Axtell, they're looking that Brandon Benson may be back tonight. We'll have to talk to Coach Klepper about that, see how things play out there, and that's a big, big part of this Axtell Wildcat team. Their Axtell boys, they beat Pleasanton on opening night, but again, Pleasanton was banged up and without three of their starters from football injuries. Then they beat Silver Lake, and they downed Eustis Farnham in their holiday tournament. Their losses are to Bertrand, Overton, Amherst, Kearney Catholic, and Spalding Spalding Academy. That was quite the run there before the holiday break, with Overton and Kearney Catholic ranked and Amherst probably playing better basketball than a lot of folks expected from them coming into the season. And we will have them next Friday night when they take on Pleasanton in that great FKC rivalry. For SEM, they're 3-5, and of course, just like football, the two guys you listen to and hear about, Dylan Line and Lance English, but they have a lot to go with them as well as they did in football, but it is the English and Line show for longtime head coach in Dave Irwin. Their three wins are against Wilcox, Hildreth, and then they won their own holiday tournament, downing Arcadia and handing Elwood their only loss in December. So that's their big win. The losses for SEM, Loomis, Elm Creek by two. Then they lost to Twin Loop and Pleasanton, who they played to a very defensive 34-31 game in the Arapaho Holiday Tournament. And then they lost to a very good Arapaho team by two. So of their five losses, 2 points to Arapaho, 3 points to Pleasanton, 2 points to Elm Creek, and 7 points to Loomis. So they have played some very competitive basketball so far this season, and we'll see if tonight's the night that they can get over the hump here at Axtell. Halftime of the girls' game, it is SEM 17 and Axtell 15. When we come back, we'll take a look at the first half stats and let you know what's coming up throughout the next week here on Classic Hits. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney, we put patients first. Doctors Owen and Connolly have provided unsurpassed care to adults and children with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. To learn more about our practice and the services we provide, please visit our website at entphysiciansofkearney.com. Caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
As a proud supporter of the athletes and academics, Scott of Slyker Heating and Air Conditioning would like to extend a great thank you to everyone. When you need a new unit or service on your furnace, air conditioner, or heat pump, trust Slyker Heating and Air. Scott takes great pride in his community and in all the athletes in and out of the game. From the smallest job to the biggest, Slyker does it personally so you know you can trust that it's done right. Slyker Heating and Air, serving Cumroe and surrounding area.
Back back on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, sitting around some of the luckiest people I know here at Axtell. As let's take a look at the first half stats of our girls' game. First off, for Axtell, Laura Lundeen with one rebound. Gabby Nickel has 2 points. Jordan Miller has 2 points and 2 rebounds. Lexi Claus-Rody, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Haley Kring, 4 points and a rebound. Sierra Robinson, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Kaylee Becker has a rebound and a block. Gabby Noble has a rebound. And Sarah Fecht has 3 points here in the basketball game. 9 rebounds in the first quarter. I only had Axtell for 3 in the second quarter. Free throw shooting, they've been to the line one time where they went 1 for 2. 3-point shooting, 0 of 1 in each quarter. Turnovers, 5 in the first quarter, 6 in the second. Foul situation for Axtell. Haley Kring has 3. Lexi Claus-Rody has 2 right now for the Axtell Lady Cats. And Kaylee Becker also has 2. Axtell jumped out to an 8-2 lead, but it's been pretty quiet since then. 11 points in the first quarter, 4 points is all they could manage in the second quarter. So at the half, 15 points, 12 rebounds, 1 out of 2 at the free throw line, 0 of 2 from 3-point land, 1 block shot, and 11 turnovers. We'll come back and take a look at the first half numbers for SEM right after this on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
Mesco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center, serving you and your sporting needs for years. And they'll continue to do that as we head into 2012. Don't forget right now that every item in the store, 15% off the mark price. Regular price, take 15% off. 25% off already, still take another 15% off. Maybe you've still got a late Christmas, they'll have something for everyone on your list. Mesco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center, wishing you a very happy new year.
Back on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, here's a look at your first half numbers for SEM. Kristen Carlberg has a rebound. Tabitha Anderson, 1 point, 1 rebound. Bailey Swanson, 8 points, 1 block shot. Shaylee Burr, 2 points, a rebound. Rachel Ibaugh, a rebound. And Miranda Pierce, 6 points, 8 rebounds, and 1 block shot. 7 rebounds in the first half, 5 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 2 of 5 in the first quarter, 3 of 6 of the second quarter. The Mustangs have yet to attempt a 3-point bucket. Turnovers, 4 in the first quarter, 7 in the second. So Axtell and SEM identical in the turnover department. Foul situation, Shaylee Burr, the only player with 2. 10 points in the first quarter, 7 points in the second quarter. SEM has 17 points, 12 rebounds, 5 out of 11 at the free throw line. They have not attempted a 3-point shot, 2 blocks, and 11 turnovers. That's the half. SEM 17 and Axtell 15. Don't forget, next week, our basketball action here on Classic Hits Tuesday should be a good one, should be a great one. Minden at Ravenna, all 4. The girls' boys started in the preseason rankings. Ravenna's girls in some after the holidays, out of a couple out of the holidays, but they're still 7-2 after their win last night and should be 8-2 after they get a win tonight against Wood River if that goes their way, although Wood River does have some very good players over there. So that game, the doubleheader, and, of course, the boys, Minden and Ravenna, were preseason number 1 in C1 and C2. Gets underway at 6 o'clock on Tuesday. And then next Thursday, Axtell and Elm Creek will be playing. We've got that game for you, as well as the St. Paul Kearney Catholic doubleheader. And next Friday, Pleasanton at Amherst, hide the weapons as the Broncos and the Bulldogs do battle. Yet again, one of the more fun rivalries in the FKC. Also tonight on ESPN Radio, don't forget Kearney Catholics over at Donovan Trumbull. And the Kearney Catholic girls, no problem, 41-11 at the half over Donovan Trumbull. The Lady Cardinals have to play Ravenna, Kearney Catholic, and Centura in a 6-day span. That is not fun when you play the top 3 teams most likely in the conference. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. The second half is next.
Now here's 2 truths. The tax man cometh and the refund follows. If you've been waiting for the tax season to upgrade your wheels, the wait's over. Even if you've got bad credit, a repossession, or collections, the friendly folks at Midway Auto Credit are here to help. So go where you don't have to take no for an answer. Midway Auto Credit, located in Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at MidwayAutoCredit.com.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
And Sumner Eddyville Miller will get the ball to start the third quarter of play, a two-point lead. And Anderson's going to drive the paint, put it up. It rattles around, will not go. Burr gets the rebound and puts it up and in. Shaley battling in there, gets the board, and it's 19-15, and that's the largest lead for SEM. After an early six-point lead for the hometown Wildcats, they just can't get the ball to fall in the hoop. We'll see if that changes here as they get it down deep to Feck, and she dribbled it off her foot out of bounds. Might have actually been off an SEM foot. They're going to give it to Axtell. You're listening to High School Hoops on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Axtell, and Eddyville at the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Inbounds pass comes to the left wing to Kring. She's got to be careful with those three fouls. Kicks it out. Noble for the three. Open but wouldn't go. Kring with the rebound. She's fouled. But I think this probably going to be before the shot. Let's see if they're going to give her free throws or not. The foul on Shaylee Byrne, and now she has three. And it will not be on the shot. So out of bounds again for Axtell. Opening minute of the second half. Get it into Feck. Fade away into paint. Sarah got it to go. That's what they need. Axtell has an advantage there, it would seem, if Sarah Feck can get that ball down low. She's got 5 points. 19-17 SEM. 7 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Get it inside to Ibaugh. Turns around. Draws the foul. Problem right now, really, for both teams, they want to double, they want to help when the ball comes in low, but they've been late. And any time the offensive player wants to draw the contact, they're going to get the foul call. And two free throws coming up here for Ibaugh, and so far they should be getting the call because the defender is just late coming over on the double. Free throw is no good. SEM really hurting themselves from the free throw line. They're 5 of 12. Second free throw now for Ibaugh, looking for her first point of the basketball game. It is on the way, and it is in. So Rachel gets her first point of the basketball game, 20-17, SEM. Into the front court, here we go. Kring looked at the three, takes one dribble, goes to the baseline. Robinson back up top to Fecht. Quick ball reversal to Claus Rohde on the right side of the key, but there's nothing there against the 3-2 zone. High post to Fecht. Ball keeps getting deflected by SEM. Axtell has to reset almost every time that happens. Claus Rohde, as they keep running Robinson back and forth along the baseline, but they're not getting it to her. Now they do underneath, but she'll have to hand it to Feck, who puts it up too strong, comes crashing off the glass, will get a jump ball. The arrow points the way of Axtell as Robinson and Pierce were tied up. After a pretty good start offensively, we've ground to a halt here in the last few minutes, and now the inbounds to Fecht, and she gets another one. So back-to-back buckets by Sarah Fecht. It's a one-point game, 20-19 SEM, 6:15 to go, third quarter. Left wing with it will be Swanson. She has been quiet since the first quarter when she had all eight of her points. Crossover dribble, Anderson pulls up from eight and hits it. Tabitha Anderson with her first bucket to go along with a free throw, 22-19 SEM. Axtell brings the ball into the front court to Robinson. Back into the paint. Feck, 10-footer. That time it's off the mark. The ball is tapped out into the corner. Run down by Ibaugh. Finds a way to dribble out of that double team and still has it as Kring picks her up at midcourt. Left-handed dribble all the way to the wing. Still dribbling the basketball as Ibaugh finally gets it to Burr at the free throw line. Dribbles to the left side of the key, and there's six players almost standing on top of each other. Ball, of course, is going to end up getting knocked loose. And SEM finally grabs the hot potato, and they'll reset it. It'll be Ibaugh popping out of the right wing. Burr top of the circle now against the Axtell man-to-man. They're in the man. SEM's been playing zone. SEM, the younger team here, a lot of sophomores on this squad. Anderson, though, one of the seniors, dribbles up top. Long possession here for SEM. Try to dump it down low to Pierce, not there, to Anderson. First three of the game for SEM is way short, and it goes out of bounds. So SEM taking their time there, pretty patient. finally decided we need to take a shot here, and the three-point bucket off the mark. So it goes out of bounds, and Axtell will get the ball back, trailing 22-19. With 5 minutes to go here in the third quarter of play on Classic Hits. Noble with it on the left side of the key. Driving in Kring to Fecht. Baseline, Robinson, good ball fake. Takes the dribble, puts up the seven-footer, no good. Fecht, offensive putback, good. So Sarah Fecht, as we said, coming into the second half, has produced, has delivered all six of their points right now in the third quarter, 22-21. SCM still a one-point lead. Ibaugh with it on the right side of the key. Back up top, they'll go to Swanson. Don't know what happened to Bailey, but she's not even looking to drive. Now they finally set her a pick, and she can't get anywhere. Kick it back out to the right-hand corner. Here comes Anderson again. Puts up the runner and scores. Tough shot, Tabitha Anderson. Not much you can do there. Axtell had it well defended, but Anderson hit the tough shot. 24-21, a three by Kring in transition is no good. Backside rebound comes to Ibaugh. He gives it to Swanson, and into the front court they come. Anderson, basketball between the circles. Looks left and fires it over to Carlberg. Kristen takes it down to the left wing. Back on the elbow they go. Trying to get that ball on the low block to Pierce. Well defended right now. There's a switch. Somebody's open on the back side here for Axtell, or for SEM, excuse me, but they cannot get it over to Carlberg. Now free throw line. Off the pick, Swanson's jumper. Too strong. And Haley Kring gets her third rebound of the game. Long outlet pass deflected out of bounds. It was 11-10 Axtell after one, and since then, we have played 12 and a half minutes, and Axtell has scored 10 points. SEM has got 14, and Kring has to come out of the game here. Apparently, there's a little blood somewhere. Oh, yeah, on her left pinky finger. Just have to tape it up. Ooh, cut it. I don't know if it's a nail or if she did cut it a little bit, but taking care of it right in front of us here, and try to get her wrapped up and back of the ball game. Coming in is Jordan Miller. Axtell works it to the right side. Miller down to the baseline. Robinson hits the cutter, and Becker up and no good. Saw that in the first half from Axtell. A lot of short ones that just did everything but go in, and the rebound by Ibaugh. To the other end we go. SEM holding on to a three-point lead here. They're up two at the half. Driving the baseline, Anderson. Jump pass to Ibaugh. She wasn't ready for it. So it bounces back out towards midcourt, and it'll be run down by Anderson again. So they'll reset it here against the Axtell man-to-man. Swanson on the weak side, left side. Takes it to the free throw line. Anderson gets around her defender, takes it inside, and a foul will be called. There were a trio of Wildcats. Noble thought she blocked the shot, but I think that's where the foul is going to go. That's the case. First foul on Gabby Noble, and first foul of the half on Axtell. And it will send Tabitha Anderson to the line to shoot two. She's one of two for 5 points and puts this free throw up and in. 6 points now for Anderson, 25-21. Second free throw on the way. It skips out, no good. Offensive rebound, they'll put back up and in, and a foul to go along with it. Rachel Ibaugh with her first bucket of the ball game, and a chance for a big trip down the floor here for SEM. Ibaugh right off that shot. Went in there, grabbed the board, and the foul is on Sierra Robinson, her first. So Ibaugh now back to the line. She's one of two. And gets ready to put the free throw on the way. 27-21. And it stays that way as the shot's too strong. The ball bounces around, and another offensive rebound. Bailey Swanson grabs this one. Already 3 points this trip down the floor. SEM looking for more. Get it down to the low block. Pierce. And forced the shot there. It came up way short, and the ball was tipped into the hands of Kaylee Becker. I thought when she turned around and saw that she was well defended that she would not take the shot, but she did. As the ball's deflected in front of us here, Haley Kring is taped up and ready to go. She's back into the ball game. Shaylee Burr back in. For Axtell, you've got Kring, Miller, Lundeen, Fecht, and Becker on the floor. Trying to throw over everybody, and way short on the inbounds pass, trying to get it to Fecht. It is stolen away. That is actually the first turnover of the half, and now trying to hustle it up the floor, SEM turns it over. And I've been known to miss one or two before, but that's the first turnover I have marked down for each team here in the half. 27-21 SEM, 2:13 to go in the third quarter. Full court pressure is on. Axtell gets it in, And they'll get the ball up the floor to Feck. Feck dribbles to the left wing, can't get it all the way in, kicks it back out for the three. It is short, but it falls right into the hands of Becker, who misses the putback. And the rebound brought down by Ibaugh again, who is having a heck of a third quarter. But you got a feel for Kaylee Becker right now. She's doing some good things and just can't get that ball to drop through the cylinder. 27-21 SEM. Driving in again is Anderson. Anderson drives. Tabitha puts it up. No good. Crane with the rebound. Outlet pass to Feck. Feck ahead of the pack and has it blocked by Burr. Shaley caught her from behind and swatted the ball away. Now SEM wants to run, and instead they walk. One of the few times where you must run before you walk or you will turn the ball over. Second turnover of the quarter on the Mustangs, 13th of the game. Glad you're along with us here on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Doug Duda here at Axtell as a three-pointer from the top of the circle by Haley Kring is no good. The rebound is tipped out long. Anderson makes another great save. Tabitha throws it in. They get it to Swanson. Bounce pass underneath. The shot by Carlberg is no good. Kring will grab the rebound. They double-team her immediately. Gives it to Becker, who's trailing the play. And she'll have to slow it down to Claus Rohde, to Kring. Right in front of us, three-point land to Claus Rohde. She'll take the three and hit it. Lexi Claus Rohde hits the three-point bucket and an immediate timeout called here by Axtell with under a minute to go in quarter number three. 56 seconds remaining in the third quarter. It is 27-24 SEM on Classic Hits.
Killian Motors in Kearney wants your trade-in. Stop in today and check out the great selection of program and new vehicles at low, low prices. Killian Motors needs good used vehicles, and you can help. They'll give you a great deal on your old trade-in. Killian Motors, your GM dealer where people come back time after time. 8th and Central in Kearney.
You're headed in the right direction for service savings and selection.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Clearing.
Hey, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Again, we want to thank Athletic Director Brad Nelson here at Axtell and all the fine folks for their help and hospitality in bringing you tonight's FKC basketball doubleheader. In the last minute of the third quarter of our girls' game, Axtell with big-time pressure. They get the steal, and then as they head to the hoop, a foul will be called on the Mustangs. Wow, they really lay the pressure on in the backcourt after that timeout. Foul is going to be on Rachel Ibaugh, her first, just the second. Each team only a couple of fouls here in this quarter. Ball will come in to Lundeen. Lundeen puts the jumper up. Fouled. We'll go to the line. So SEM does not want to give away the nice lead, albeit just 6 points. It was still the biggest lead of the game. The foul here is called on Carlberg, her first. Two free throws. The first one sitting on the rim. No good for Lundeen. Has a second one coming. 27-24 SEM, last minute here of the third quarter. And the second free throw in. So Lundeen gets one of two. It was only the second trip to the line tonight as a team for Axtell. 27-25 as SEM gets it into the front court with 40 seconds to go in the quarter. Over to Ibaugh outside the right arc. Off the screen, a lot of pick and rolls, but they've been covered very well by Axtell. Sometimes SEM forces it in there and gets away with it. As Tabitha Anderson's pass is stolen away by Kring. Kring to the other end, and she is going to be grabbed. Ibaugh commits the foul. Two free throws and a chance to tie it up here for Haley Kring, who's really been held in check. Couple of buckets in the first quarter, but that's been it. Four total points for Kring. And this will be Haley's first trip to the free throw line. And the first one is up and in. 27-26, five straight for Axtell. And a chance to tie it up here, 23 seconds to go in the third quarter of play. And the free throw is up, and it is in. So Kring hits them both. We're tied at 27 after the 6-0 run. Backcourt pressure is on. Trying to dribble around it is Miranda Pierce, and she just dribbles it right on the sideline and out of bounds. So you can tell that part of the problem for Axtell is they can't get the press on when they don't get a score, so that SEM has to take it out. 17 seconds remaining as Gabby Noble checks in, tied at 27 here in the third quarter. Makes the short pass to Miller. Skips it over to Kring. Back up to Noble. Left-hand wing they go. Drive. Shot on the way. Miller. It's no good. Ball out of bounds. Last touch by Becker. And it will belong to SEM with 8 seconds to go. Multiple substitutions here to give some of the starters that extra second of a rest and go offense versus defense. Full court pressure by Axtell. And a timeout on defense by Axtell. So with 8 seconds to go here, I guess we'll keep it here. It's just a 30-second timeout. But Coach Kelly Cooksley wants to get things settled here for his ball club. Again, Kearney Catholic girls were leading Donovan Trumbull 41-11 at the half. Kearney Catholic is at Donovan Trumbull tonight, and those games are on ESPN 1460 and 1550. 8 seconds remaining here in the third quarter. We're knotted at 27. Again, tomorrow we will have the finals of the Amherst Wrestling Invite here on Classic Hits. Action scheduled to begin somewhere between 4:30 and 5. Now Pierce to throw it in for SEM. Let's see if they can just handle the ball here and not turn it over. Long pass down the floor. They get it to Burr. They break the press. Burr puts it up. It spins out. No good. Rebound put back up. No foul. And a third one won't go. Looked like Ibaugh got clocked underneath there on the offensive putback, but no whistle. And we're all knotted up going into the fourth quarter. Axtell and SEM, 27-all here on Classic Hits.
The First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC. Good luck, athletes.
Today's farm tractor is the workhouse for farmers and ranchers. That is why Stryker Tractor Service of Eddyville is in such demand. With over 40 years of experience, they repair and offer free troubleshooting advice on all tractors. Stryker Tractor Service sells used tractors and stocks a variety of starters, alternators, and clutches. To keep your workhouse going strong, call Stryker Tractor Service in Eddyville. A proud sponsor of this broadcast. Good luck from everyone at Stryker Tractor Service.
Doug Duda back with you here on Classic Hits 98.9 of the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. We're ready to go to the fourth quarter of play. It will be SEM basketball, and we are tied up at 27. Both teams with 3 wins so far this season, playing their first games after their holiday tournaments and trying to get that win to get them jump-started. They're both in action again tomorrow night for Axtell. They go to Alma. For SEM, they're at Arcadia. Trying to lob it inside to Pierce. The ball is deflected away. Turnover, SEM. That's their 6th of the half, 17th of the game. Sector's double team kicks it out. Claus Rohde, 12-footer, is in. And Axtell has scored 8 in a row to take the lead at 29-27. 9 points for Sarah Fecht to lead her team. 7 now for Claus Rohde, 6 for Kring. For SEM, Swanson still is the team leader, and all 8 of her points were in the first quarter. Anderson and Pierce each have 6. Pierce does have 10 rebounds, another turnover for SEM. And that's how Axtell is getting back into this basketball game, forcing turnovers and gradually getting some offense. 29-27, Axtell, their first lead of the second half. Skip pass over to Claus Rohde against the zone. They're starting to throw over the top of this zone. Baseline, they get it to Becker. Claus Rohde, Fecht, Noble, Kring. They're the 5 on the floor for Axtell. Very patient right here. High post. Fecht swings it right side. Kring back to Fecht. Low block right side. Short-armed it. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Shaley Burr. Off to Anderson. Tabitha into the front court. Tabitha Anderson with the ball between the circles. Guarded there by Noble. Gives it off to Kristen Carlberg. Swanson's in there as well. They get it to her on the low post. That's Ibach, excuse me. Swanson's actually the one on the bench right now. Anderson tries to dribble penetrate, can't get anywhere. 90 seconds into the fourth quarter, 29-27. Axtell holding the ball outside the arc is the 5'10 sophomore Miranda Pierce. She actually does a couple of dribbles before firing it to the right side of the key to Anderson. Inside to Carlberg. Her shot is blocked by Sarah Feck. And then the ball goes out of bounds off of Axtell. Kearney Catholic leads Donovan Trumbull 58-19 at the end of three on ESPN 1460 and 1550. And the boys' game, of course, will follow there as well. Inbounds pass of the shot, no good. Rebound fought for, falls into SEM's hands. It's put back up and in by Miranda Pierce. Pierce with her first bucket of the second half, and the game is tied at 29. 6 minutes to go. Axtell basketball. Kring still hasn't had a field goal since the first quarter. Baseline Becker almost standing on it. Now takes a dribble back out. Decides to fire the shot away. Off the mark. Offensive rebound put back up by Kring. It will not go. The rebound on the floor to SEM, Shaylee Burr. And since she was on the floor, started to move, got called for the travel. So the possession stays with Axtell. Feck to throw it in from the baseline. They weren't ready for it, but the bounce does go to Axtell, and they'll be able to set it up to Miller. Tries to drive right baseline. Cut off there by Pierce. Kicks it back out top. They give it to Miller again. Dropped it and stepped out of bounds. And Axtell will turn it over for only the second time in the half after giving it up 11 times in the first half. So Coach Cooksley's got to be pleased with that. 29 all. Up the floor with it comes Anderson. Got by the double team. Pulls up in the paint and hits the 8-footer. Tabitha Anderson with 7 of her 8 points here in the second half. 31-29 SEM. Here's Noble into the front court. Into a triple team. Had a double check. It looked like SEM had more than 5 players out there with all the good defense they were playing. Kring, 1 of 3, couldn't get it. Defect in the paint. Now goes to the baseline. The shot by Noble is blocked and taken away out of the air by Miranda Pierce. So a 2-point lead and the ball here for SEM. Up the floor, Anderson drives in and gets fouled. Probably a break that Axtell got called for the foul because Anderson was going to have an uncontested layup after she dribbled through the double team. The foul will be on Sarah Feck, and that will be her second. Each team with 4 fouls here in the second half of play. SEM will have to take it out underneath their own hoop. And to do so is Bailey Swanson. On the inbound, hammered to the ground is Anderson. On the shot, she'll have to earn it from the free throw line. And the foul is on Jordan Miller, her second. And at the line, Tabitha Anderson. She is 2 of 4. I've got her for 8 points, 2 rebounds, and make it 9 as she puts it up and in. 32-29. Glad to have you along with us, as always, on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Second free throw, good. Anderson hits them both. She's now got a team-high 10 points. 33-29, the lead back to 4 for SEM, with 4:45 to go in the game. Haley Kring up top. SEM trying to keep that tight 3-2 zone on. It's worked for the most part. Crane gets it into the paint. There's Becker, 7-footer. Off the front of the iron, no good. Follows her shot. Got it back and in. And finally, Kaylee Becker gets into the scorebook. Off her own miss and offensive rebound. 33-31. Anderson drives. Good pass underneath. There's wide open Carlberg, and Kristen will lay it up and in. They've had to start paying double attention to Anderson, and that left Carlberg open. And as Crane weaves her way through traffic, she'll be fouled. And the foul is going to be called on Carlberg, who is trying to get back defensively. Her second and the team's 5th. Timeout situation. Axtell has only 2 remaining. SEM has all 3 of their full-length timeouts. Ibaugh in, Swanson out for SEM. Axtell ball trailing 35-31. They'll try to force it inside, and Becker has it knocked away. Burr just put her hand in front and forced the turnover. And up the floor with it comes Carlberg, picked up there by Laura Lundeen. She'll back it out. Carlberg now drive to the right-hand corner. Nothing there. Kicks it out to Anderson. Axtell went for the steal, couldn't get it. Ball loose. SEM might want a timeout. They don't need it if there's a foul call. Haley Kring thought she saw an opening to knock that ball away, and instead it is her fourth personal foul. 3:51 to go in the game. 35-31 SEM. And it looks like Robinson's going to come in and give Kring a breather, but for Coach Cooksley, he probably won't have her on the bench very long. At this stage in the game, need her in there. Down by four. SEM with the basketball. And they will get it in to Carlberg, leading it 35-31. Ball is knocked away. Up the floor with the steal is Robinson. She'll put it up, and it is not going to go. And then on the floor, the rebound is saved by Tabitha Anderson. SEM somehow got out of there with the ball, and now Anderson at the other end gets into the paint and is fouled again. So Anderson starting to camp out at the free throw line. 3:28 to go in the game. The second foul on Sierra Robinson. Two free throws for Anderson. She is now 4 of 6 at the line with a team-high 10 points. Pearson, Swanson each have 8. And the free throw is on the way and in. Don't forget, after the ball game, it is the Misco Sports postgame show. We'll have all the final stats, then get you ready for our boys' contest, which will tip off right around 8 o'clock. Second free throw on the way, and it is off the mark, no good. Ball hits the floor. Beck has it. She's going to be tied up. The arrow does point the way of Axtell, so they will keep possession. 36-31. We've had some mini rallies here in the second half. SEM got up 27-21. Axtell scored 8 in a row to go up 29-27. But since then, a 9-2 run by SEM to go up by 5. Axtell with the ball, though. One bucket away from a one-possession game. Noble almost had it stolen away by Carlberg. Now they try to get it down to Robinson. Short jumper will not go. Rebound brought down by Shaylee Burr. I do not know how many. I just know it's been a lot of misses inside 6 feet tonight for Axtell. And SEM has missed quite a few free throws, although they're starting to hit a few with Anderson. Ball again being fought for. Jump ball as two players are on the floor. The arrow points the way of SEM, so it's starting to get a little sloppy here over the last minute as Axtell's trying to force things with their defense. And SEM's trying to hang on here with a five-point lead, 36-31. 2:45 remains in our game. And it is SEM ball at midcourt. They get it to Burr. Burr swings into the paint, draws the double team, kicks it out of the wing to Anderson. Anderson on Kring, and if they called Kring for a foul, she's out. She was just kind of in the way. And that is where the foul is. That is a huge call on Axtell, as their leader, Haley Kring, fouls out of the ball game with 6 points and 6 rebounds with 2:41 to go in the contest. And that will also send Tabitha Anderson to the line to shoot a 1-1. 3 of 4 in this quarter from the line for Anderson. 11 points. And coming in for Kring will be Laura Lundeen. And then also going to be checking in is Gabby Nickel. So Lundeen, Nickel, Noble on the floor, trying to see who else is still out there. Fecht, free throw on the way and good for Tabitha Anderson. And Jordan Miller also on the floor for Axtell. 37-31, SEM. Second free throw hit the front of the rim, no good. Anderson got her own rebound, though, and she'll go back to the line. Axtell not boxing out on the free throws here in this fourth quarter. SEM has got an offensive rebound on almost every miss. This foul is on Jordan Miller, her third. 1-1, or 2 shots because it was on the shot, and the free throw is no good by Anderson. 37-31 SEM, 2:38 to go in the game. Anderson's free throw is good. And the largest lead of the night by either team is 7 points. Axtell has to find a way to get some buckets here, but there's plenty of time. They cannot panic. Miller into the paint. Wrap around effect. Beautiful pass, and Sarah finishes. And a timeout will be called by Axtell Coach Cooksley has called three of his four timeouts after made baskets in this basketball game, and it leaves him with only one. 2:27 remains in this contest, and your score, SEM 38, Axtell 33. We're back after this.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table or at a backyard barbecue, that's the secret to understanding farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main in Hildreth.
Attention football fans, it's that time of year again when the competition is heating up. If you want to be the ultimate tailgate grilling master, you need a Traeger wood pellet grill. You could be making bacon and biscuits before a morning game, pizza and hamburgers before the afternoon game, or take your time and enjoy smoking ribs or pork tenderloin before that evening game. The grill that can do it all, check out the new Traeger Junior Tailgate model. Stop grilling, start Traegering at Builders in Kearney.
Builders does the best.
Back to basketball action here at Axtell. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors who allow us to bring you high school hoops. 38-33, SEM, they have the ball with 2:27 to go in the game. Baseball pass to break the press. Anderson is open. She gets the catch. She tries to take it in. Miller fouls her. And two shots coming up. It wouldn't matter if they called it before the shot or not, because that is the 10th team foul. So Ron Long had it set up. He'd seen what Axtell had been doing all game long and decided we're going to try and go over the top. Jordan Miller, fourth foul. And who's back at the line? Tabitha Anderson. This is her fifth trip in this quarter, but the free throw is off the mark. SEM could have a chance to put it away from the line, but remember, there's still 2:24 to go in this game, all kinds of time. And Axtell cannot panic as Becker reenters. Second free throw, in and out, no good. And Feck will grab the loose ball, her fourth rebound. Gets it off to Laura Lundeen. Over to Noble. Remember, Kring is fouled out of the game for Axtell. Noble between the circles. Playing catch with Lundeen. Looking down low, but there's not much movement without the ball. Feck is at the high post. Now they drop her down, but SEM knows what she's going to do, and they get right back on her. 2 minutes to go. Axtell on the left wing and a reach-in foul. That is not what you want to do if you're SEM. Although it's only the sixth team foul, third on Rachel Ibaugh. Don't want to make the foolish reach in and give Axtell free throws. Feck to throw it in from the baseline. Down by five, 1:58 to go. Feck looking for Becker. She's double team, kicks it into the wing to Noble, and they bring it all the way back out top. Right wing to Miller. One dribble, bounce pass, try to get it to Feck. It's deflected back up top to Lundeen. 1:45 to go, 38-33 SCM in effect. Dribbling off a leg. The ball's loose. We've got a jump ball. It's Axtell's. All these jump balls here in the fourth quarter end up going to the team that might have bobbled the ball like they did in that case. SCM did it twice. Axtell's done it twice. And Axtell throws it in again. But they dribble away from the hoop. Now back to Feck. Down low. Becker on the low block. Draws the double team. Carlberg finally strips the ball away. Axtell had that ball for nearly a minute and could not get a good shot up. Only a 90 seconds remaining in this game. Tabitha Anderson gets rid of the ball at the top of the circle. Into the hands of Ibaugh. Axtell needs to force a turnover because every foul is two free throws. And SEM just kind of taking their time, passing the ball, get it down to Anderson. A little jump hook is no good. Ball bounces off a couple of noggins and ends up in the hands of Laura Lundeen. Up the floor, it's turned over. Trying too hard to get it down to Feck. And SEM got back defensively, and Feck commits a foul in the backcourt. That's the third on Sarah Feck. And they're going to the bench like there's a timeout. Was there a foul and then the timeout, or was a timeout and then the foul? The officials kind of discussing things. They are going to call the foul on Sarah Feck. So we will have two free throws coming up. 58 seconds remain in the game. It's SEM 38 and Axtell 33. We'll be right back on Classic Hits.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back,
See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
You are listening to Fort Kearney Conference Basketball Action on your sports leader of the Tri-Cities, KKPR-FM, Kearney, Miller, Axtell, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. We are down to under a minute to go in the game, 38-33 SEM, and they've got two free throws coming up after the foul was called on Sarah Fecht. I believe it'll be Rachel Ibaugh at the line. Although they're trying to sneak Pierce up there. 58 seconds remain. I thought it was Ibaugh that should be up there shooting, but Pierce gets away with it. She'll go up there and shoot too, and I could have seen it wrong. So Pierce puts the free throw up, and it is in. She was 2 of 4 at the line in the first half. That's her first free throw attempt of the second half. She's got 9 points, and I've got her for 11 rebounds and 2 blocks. Second free throw, Pierce. It's up. It's too strong. Fighting for the rebound. Burr gets it up. No good. Rebound brought down by Gabby Nickel. So many offensive rebounds here in the second half for SEM. Almost thrown away by Axtell, but a good save by Miller. Claus Rohde's going to try a three. It's too strong. Rebound brought down. There's nothing but purple underneath. Ibaugh has it. 40 seconds to go and a foul. And Axtell just, obviously it's not a high-scoring game, but Axtell seemed, when there was 2.5 minutes left, like there was 30 seconds left, and they have not scored since. So Tabitha Anderson, I think they just delivered a pizza to her at her new address here, the free throw line, and that does a spin and kick out. This is the sixth trip to the line in this quarter for Anderson, but she's missed her last three, and make it four, missed that one, and now a foul. And this one looks like it's going to be on SEM. And it could send Sarah Fecht to the line. Shaylee Burr with her fourth foul. They had been getting in there and getting every rebound on their own free throw misses. And now it's going to be up to Sarah Fecht, who's 1 of 2 at the line and has a team-high 11 points, to try and get some points on the board here for Axtell. It is a 1-1. 37 seconds remain. Fecht needs him, and the senior puts the first one up and in right through there for Sarah Fecht. A dozen points for Sarah. Waiting to check in for her is Laura Lundeen, plus that would allow Axtell to get their defensive trap put up, which has been pretty effective. Second free throw now by Fecht on the way, and that's in. That's a big one. That is a big one because Axtell's defense has been very solid here when they put that backcourt pressure on. Let's see if SEM decides to throw over it again. Shaylee Burr to throw it in. They have got Pierce and Ibaugh deep. And they again go deep with the basketball, and it's going to be knocked off Carlberg. The ball is loose and stolen away. Stolen away there by Lauren Lundeen. And then the outlet pass. We've got people on the floor. The ball's loose. SEM wants a timeout. They got the steal. Again, Axtell tried to go too fast after they stole the basketball away and ended up giving it right back. SEM and Axtell each with one timeout remaining, 39-35 Mustangs, and we'll take another break. Be right back after this from our fine sponsors.
Seed expertise doesn't grow overnight, which is why farmers in Minden and the surrounding area rely on Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative. Depend on Hogemeyer Hybrids to provide the right seed for this area. They've lived in the region and studied its tough growing conditions for generations, and they know what thrives here. So call Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative in Minden today, a proud supporter of high school sports. Hogemeyer Seed. Seed the right seed.
Don't forget, coming up here on Classic Hits, it will be the Misco Sports postgame show. We'll have all the final stats of the girls' game and get you ready for our boys' contest, which will tip off just a little after 8, as this has been a pretty long fourth quarter of play. The guys are waiting just outside the locker room, ready to attack the court. Both teams are 3-5, kind of like the girls here, both teams with 3 wins. 29 seconds to go. 39-35 SEM, and they have the ball. Again, Axtell puts the full court pressure on. A jump ball goes to SEM. In fact, Stell has to foul. SEM gets two free throws, and they get it into Anderson in the backcourt, trying to trap her. They knock the ball away. Anderson falls down. It's across the timeline, though, picked up by Carlberg, and a foul called. I didn't know if it was going to be a foul or a walk because Carlberg took a big step after she picked that ball up. It might have been because she was fouled, and Laura Lundeen gets her first foul. And at the line, Kristen Carlberg, 0 of 2. Those came back in the first quarter. She'll get two here no matter what in the double bonus. And the first one is up and no good. This will be the 16th free throw attempt of the fourth quarter. 6 of 15 is all in the quarter for SEM. 22 seconds remain as the second free throw. Also no good. Rebound, Sarah Fecht. They keep rattling out. 39-35 SEM. Claus Rohde gives it to Fecht, top of the key. Back to Claus Rohde. They need to get a shot. Fecht casts up a three. In and out, no good. Rebound brought down by SEM. And Miranda Pierce will try and get the ball out of her hands to Bailey Swanson. There is a foul, but we're under 7 seconds to go. Fecht, who is not a three-point shooter, kind of shot, putted that up there, and it was all the way down and kicked back out. Would have made it a one-point game. But this one should be over with 6.7 to go. Swanson at the line. She's 2 of 3 tonight. First one is up and in. All 8 of her points came back in the first quarter to help keep SEM in this game at the time. When it was 11-10 after one, the free throw is good to make it 40-35. The second one is good. It's 41-35. 6.7 to go. Claus Rohde gets the ball up the floor. Lexi, a long three. It's short. It's out of bounds. There's 0.3 seconds left. And this ball game, all SEM has to do is throw it in, and they will get their fourth win of the season. The final score, the SEM Lady Mustangs, 41, and the Axtell Lady Wildcats, 35. We'll be back with the Ravenna with the Misco Sports postgame show right after this on KKPR.
The most recommended by far, Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
And welcome back to Axtell, where it is time now for the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. Stop by today and you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Great deals going on during their liquidation sale right now at Misco Sports. We'll start with Axtell. They had 8 different players score the basketball game here this evening. Laura Lundeen, 1 point, 2 rebounds. Gabby Nickel, 2 points, 1 rebound. Jordan Miller, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Lexi Claus Rohde, 7 points, 2 rebounds. Haley Kring was in some foul trouble tonight, fouled out with 2:41 to go. 6 points, a team high, 6 rebounds. Sierra Robinson, 2 points, 3 rebounds. Kaylee Becker, 2 points, 4 rebounds, and a block. And Sarah Fecht led the team in scoring tonight with 13 points. She had 5 rebounds and 1 block shot. But as you see, there's only 3 players on the Axtell squad that scored more than 2 points tonight. 4 players scored 2, and 1 scored 1. Axtell had 15 points in the first half, 20 in the second half, and the Lady Cats finished with 35 points, 26 rebounds, 6 of 8 at the free throw line, 1 of 10 from 3-point land, 2 block shots and 17 turnovers. Axtell will fall to 3-6 on the girls' season, and they will be at Alma tomorrow night, and then we have their next home game against Elm Creek next Thursday. We'll take a break, come back, and look at the final numbers for SEM right after this on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island, or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Let's take a look at the final numbers in the ball game for the SEM Lady Mustangs. Kristen Carlberg, 2 points and one rebound. Tabitha Anderson, I had her for 13 points to lead the way. She had four rebounds, seven of those points coming in the fourth quarter. Back 12 of her 13 were in the second half. Haley Swanson ends up with 10 points, one rebound, one block. Shaylee Burr ends up with 4 points, five rebounds, and a block shot. Rachel Ibaugh, 3 points, eight rebounds. And Miranda Pierce, 9 points, a game-high 12 rebounds, and two block shots. 12 rebounds in the first half, 19 of the second half. Free throw shooting, SEM was there a lot more than Axtell. 5 of 11 in the first half, 10 of 23 in the second half, including 8 of 18 in the fourth quarter of play. Only one three-pointer attempted by SEM. They missed it. Turnovers, 11 in the first half and 9 in the second half. SEM had 17 points at halftime. They scored 24 in the second half, and the Mustangs finished with 41 points, 31 rebounds, 15 out of 34 at the free throw line, 0 of 1 from three-point land, 4 blocks and 20 turnovers as SEM will get the 41-35 win over Axtell, improved to 4-6 on the season. They travel to Arcadia tomorrow night and are back home Thursday to take on a solid Litchfield squad. So 41-35, SEM wins the girls game over Axtell. Up next, a pair of boys teams that are 3-5 to start the season, Axtell and SEM, and we'll have it for you in about 20 minutes. We'll be back in about 15 with our pregame activities. And don't forget, Kearney Catholic and SEM currently doing battle on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Kearney Catholic, Donovan Trumbull. I believe I misspoke. Kearney Catholic, Donovan Trumbull on ESPN. You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. Stop by today and you'll be better equipped for the games you play, serving teams, clubs, and organizations for over 40 years. For our producer engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Goodis saying thanks for joining us. We'll be back in just a few minutes with our boys game as Axtell takes on SEM.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports Presentation. Brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.